Hey, Bruiser Buddies, this is Wrestling Nostalgia with Dave Dynasty.
Before we dive into the episode, make sure you hit subscribe on the podcast platform you're listening on. Also, follow me on X at The Dave Dynasty and subscribe on YouTube by looking up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty. You can also buy one of my shirts at ProWrestlingTees.com/TheDaveDynasty. Now, enjoy the show.
Welcome to 1 hour of the toughest, roughest wrestling you'll ever see.
That's right, Dick the Bruiser, set it off.
The big question, have you got the endurance? Have you got the brains to get past the excellence of execution?
The reason why Axe and myself were put on this earth is to demolish people.
Bobby Heenan is a very good-looking sport coat you've got on.
Yeah, and I paid for mine. Mine isn't government issue.
Yellow, everybody. Lance Russell and Dave Brown right along ringside. By golly, we're ready to go with another big week of championship wrestling.
Greetings, wrestling fans, and welcome to Wrestling Nostalgia. I am your host, Dave Dynasty. Thank you for joining me for yet another episode. This is kind of a special episode. On this episode, my guest is Bobby Fulton, one half of the legendary tag team known as the Fantastics. And Bobby, he's been a guest on the show before a few times, and he is joining me on this episode to remember Dennis Condrey. Now, let me preface this by saying, letting everybody know who doesn't already know, Bobby Fulton is a throat cancer survivor. Therefore, there has been a lot of impact on his throat, on his speech. And Bobby always prefaces by saying this and saying it might be a little hard to understand him. Now, I hope that all my listeners are understanding enough to know that's okay. That is part of why we love Bobby Fulton. So hopefully you will all endure it. Not again, Bobby might be a little difficult to understand because of that medical history in some of these parts, but please bear with, listen to the show. It is a great conversation about Dennis Condrey from someone who knew and worked with him on so many occasions. I've always been a huge fan of Dennis Condrey. Right, everybody knows my favorite tag team is the Midnight Express. Everybody knows how much I love Jim Cornette. And while I kind of grew up more of a Stan Lane, Bobby Eaton guy in that incarnation of the Midnight Express, I still do love the Condrey Eaton version of the Midnight Express and have a huge appreciation for that version and a huge appreciation for Dennis Condrey. Not only for his work in that version of the Midnight Express, but I did enjoy the original Midnight Express with him and Randy Rose, and what tapes I've seen of him with other partners and in other situations. Dennis Condrey was an absolute, he was a wrestler's wrestler. He's kind of the guy that you would tape up on the billboard to say, this is a professional wrestler. If you're going to enter this business, if this is what you're going to work like, this is the guy you need to model yourself after. And so I've always been a huge fan of Dennis. So I wanted to do something in memory of him with his recent passing. And Bobby is a friend of the show, a friend of mine, and I thought he would be the perfect guest to talk about Dennis. Now, Dax Harwood of FTR has started a GoFundMe to help Dennis's widow, Teresa, with some of the funeral costs and some of her expenses moving forward. I will put a link to that in the show notes. Again, if you've got anything you can share, please go and do that. It is a financial thing to help Teresa, but it's also just a way to show her how much we loved Dennis, how much we appreciate Dennis. It's just a way of showing, while on the same token, helping her with some of her expenses. Now she now is the sole, it's her, all on her now. Again, if you really want to remember Dennis, I'd also suggest you go listen to Jim Cornette's recent episode of The Experience, where he remembers Dennis Condrey. It is very moving. Some great stories. Talks about his time working with Dennis. But hopefully you guys enjoy listening to Bobby Fulton remember Dennis Condrey. So let's take a quick break, and when we come back, we will have Bobby. So stick around. Filsinger Games is a tabletop cards and dice game company that has enjoyed success for over 3 decades. Their first game was Champions of the Galaxy and was released in 1986. Champions of the Galaxy is a tabletop game that features professional wrestling over 100 years in the future. Humans, aliens, and monsters battle in the Galactic Wrestling Federation for belts. Legends of Wrestling features officially licensed wrestling cards featuring stars like Ted DiBiase, Jimmy Snuka, Harley Race, and many, many more, including game sets for independent promotions. Each match takes place in real time. The action is fast and furious, and all the things that happen in pro wrestling, like cage matches, outside interference, three-man tag matches, they also happen in the games. You have the opportunity to run your own wrestling promotion involving either real-life stars or fictional characters of the future, or you can mix and match both. Visit FilsingerGames.com for more information and to order the games today. That is Filsinger Games, FilsingerGames.com to order now. If you like horror movies, be sure to check out Dave Dynasty and Ike Isaacs on the Listen to Their Screams Horror Podcast. It is available on all podcast platforms and on social media at Listen to Screams. That is Listen, the number 2, and Screams. And welcome back to Wrestling Nostalgia. This time, I'm being joined by a man who's going to help us remember Loverboy Dennis Condrey, one half of the legendary tag team, the Fantastics, Bobby Fulton. Bobby, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on here. And please explain to everybody that don't know I've had throat cancer, so I'm not speaking in an unknown tongue. I speak with a very unique accent.
That's right. That's okay, Bobby. We understand. You've been on the show a few times, done a few things, and I appreciate you coming on to talk about Dennis, because Dennis was a special guy, special talent. But tell me, right, Bobby, when did you first meet Dennis Condrey?
I first met Dennis in 1980. I was working for Nick Builders in Nashville. I was a heel, and so was Dennis. First time I met him. Nashville.
Yeah, and so you're both heels. So did you didn't work Dennis then much there in Nashville?
No,
is that right?
No. I had teamed up with him a little bit, but no, I didn't wrestle him there.
Well, Bobby, do you remember the first time that you did work Dennis?
Well, not the exact first time, but I did him later on in Memphis. Before I became a Fantastic, when I was working, yeah, I was a big talent, and I think I wrestled Dennis and the original Midnight Express, Randy Rose and Norman Austin. Mm-hmm. I think I wrestled them hundreds of times.
Sure.
And Dennis,
yeah,
was really phenomenal. A great talent, really, really good. Everything was clean and crisp. Everything that looked like it killed you. And it was like, yeah, When he touched you, it was like barely touching you. He was a phenomenal professional wrestler.
Absolutely. Definitely. And you mentioned Norval Austin. One thing that stood out about Dennis, right, he had so many great tag team partners, so many great tag teams, right? Team, you know, with Norval and Randy Rose, Phil Hickerson, David Schultz,
right,
so many others. Of course, Bobby Eaton. But
right,
do you, not counting Bobby Eaton, do you have a favorite tag team that you, a partner that you, as a, you're watching, that you thought Dennis really worked with?
You know what? Dennis was very versatile. And,
absolutely,
and you mentioned great tag teams and numerous tag teams. He wasn't in the corner, so to speak, just standing there. He was very pivotal, meaning,
yeah,
that he could coincide with any partner, any style, at any,
yep,
time. And that's another thing that made him a professional. I'll just say this. With Tommy Rogers and I, as the Fantastics, it wasn't just one team we had great matches with, but every team we wrestled, If it wasn't the best match on the card, it was close to it. And with that being said, Dennis Andre was a master at his craft.
Yeah. Well, and you talked about you and Tommy. Go ahead, Bobby.
And the funny thing about Dennis was, I heard the story about when he broke in, he was a referee, then he was a babyface, and he was very lackluster.
Yeah.
Then, you know, he didn't have much charisma or nothing. But when they turned him heel, it was like the light went off, and that's when he really stepped into his own as a heel rather than a babyface.
Yeah, well, yeah, Dennis was a great heel. And you talked about you and Tommy Rogers, right? Obviously the Fantastics, one of the greatest tag teams of all time.
Thank you.
Yeah, of course. You guys worked with Dennis and Bobby Eaton in World Class a lot.
Yes, and Mid-South. And Mid-South as well.
Yeah.
And Arkansas for Bill Watts. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, when you and Tommy, right, you're in World Class, and you're working. What did you think when Dennis and Bobby came in
to
work them? You had to be excited, right?
Yes, because we loved working with them. We knew we would have a great match, and we worked hard. But when you have opponents like them, we work hard, but it's not hard work, meaning.
Sure.
It's like pulling teeth to have a good match.
Yeah.
Dennis and Bobby was exceptional, and the Jim Thorne at the corner made it even that much better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously, the one thing that everybody says about Dennis, right, is that he was smooth, right? Like you just said, right? Some guys you had to pull teeth to get a good matchup, but Dennis was just smooth. Just got it.
Yes.
Right, that's one thing to say, like, from our side watching Dennis, and we can recognize that. But what is that like, right, to say that he's smooth, that he gets it, he has that thing? From you, someone who worked him so many times.
Right, if you watch him in the ring, everything that he does looks like it hurts a person.
But yeah, right.
I'll give you a comparison. Imagine somebody taking a feather and touching your arm with it. That's what it felt like when Dennis Andre made contact with you in the ring.
Yeah.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
A feather brushing you. I had to look in the ring down on the canvas because sometimes I didn't know it hit me. But I had to watch the shadows and the mat to see when he would. So I just reacted and said it. That's how it was.
Yeah. Well, right. Excuse me. And obviously, you not only did you work with Dennis, right? You knew Dennis. You became a friend of Dennis.
Yeah.
And one thing with Dennis is he always worked on his own terms, right? He stepped away when he felt he should have, or when he needed, right?
I suppose he did, but you know, sometimes. People do things, and I guess you're right. He was his own man, as many of us was.
Yeah.
And, you know, people don't understand how he was up away from Bobby and Jimmy in Mid-Atlantic, but he did. He disappeared in the middle of the night for whatever reason. Only Dennis knows, but there was a lot of guys like that in the wrestling business. The dead bangs and you know, you question it, but they did it. They had to live with the consequences, and Dennis did that.
Yeah, because it's funny, because there's so many guys where the business controls them, right? They have to somehow stay involved. But Dennis was always his own man, right? He didn't. He could separate the two, and he knew right when to step away, and when to stand up for himself, and. I think that's a pretty strong characteristic of Dennis to talk about how he was such a man that he didn't let the business control him. He controlled his business.
But let me tell you this. That was the case for so many back then, and a lot of people that don't understand this. That was the way it was in the wrestling business, and the reason why we had so many different territories we could look at. And then the future tell me this. He said, I worked the Memphis territory for a year, for two. I drove the Nashville movie year for Nick Builders. Then I drove the Knoxville movie year for the Fullers. And then I go back to Memphis. So he's never burned out in the territory. And he's always got somewhere to go and he's fresh again. But that's not the case today because there's not all that many territories, you know.
Yeah, sure. Well, and when Dennis did step, you talked about him, right? He when in Mid-Atlantic, he stepped away, he disappeared. And during that time away, that's when he met his wife, Teresa, who clearly meant the world to him. Knowing Dennis, what did Teresa mean to Dennis?
Well, I wasn't around him that much because, number one, he was a heel and I was a babyface.
Sure, of course.
We didn't hang out with each other. And we didn't run around. I mean, I knew him in the ring. I knew him a little bit when I was here with him. But keep in mind, the baby faces stayed together, the hills stayed together. There wasn't a mingling of people. Every once in a while, it would happen. But we really tried to take care of the business. So therefore, me and Dennis Condry, and I tell you, it did happen many times for a baby face in the hill might be friends in another territory that went out and ate together and people said, well, there they are. But that didn't happen with Dennis and I. And I only met Teresa probably in 2004 when we grabbed the Midnight Express for the last time, Tommy and I, in Virginia. That was the first time I met Teresa, but she's always been really sweet and I'm glad she was with the dentist, and I'm sorry about what happened with the passing.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and in recent years, right, Dennis, he had started doing some conventions and did some appearances with AEW.
Right.
Yeah, did this, do you think, right, this doing the conventions, doing AEW, that it really showed Dennis what he meant to wrestling, meant to fans. Do you think he could appreciate that during that time?
Repeat that again because you broke up.
Well, like when he's doing these appearances, right, and he's doing these conventions, Jim Cornette spoke that Dennis didn't think, right, people would remember Dennis Condry. But when he's doing these conventions and these things, yeah, when he's doing these conventions, do you think maybe he saw, hey, people do appreciate me?
Yeah. And I remember when I was inducted into the Hall of Fame, Dennis was out there, as was the Fabulous Wilson and them. And I had Dennis stand up I in front of him. And this was a few years ago. And I said, that's one of the best workers in the business. And afterwards, he stopped me and said, thank you for acknowledging that. Thank you. You see, we came from a different set. I was a big fan of him. But when I got in the business, I didn't let nobody know I was a fan of the business. If so, they would call me a mark in the dressing room. And he didn't want that reputation. So with that being said, you know, Dennis, all of us really appreciate the people remembering the matches and the stuff that we do. Because actually, we worked hard for the fans. And that's what it was all about. And I'm sure Dennis was no different.
Yeah.
Back then, you got in the business because you loved it. It wasn't because some corporation promised you millions of dollars and we'll make you a star. You know, but it wasn't like that. It was rough and it was tough. And there was great money at times and then there was little money at times, but most, I think the guys that broke in the business prior to the WWE Performance Center, most of them loved the wrestling business. And now you've got people that break into it that don't know nothing about it, don't know anybody or the history or nothing, and they're in it because they've been told they're going to make millions of dollars, and that's it. The love is gone from it. So That's what the difference was.
Yeah. And one thing that you and Dennis had in common was that you were both survivors of throat cancer.
Yes.
And did you ever get a chance to talk to Dennis about that common unfortunate situation of dealing with that? Did it?
No, I did not. I didn't talk to him about it at all.
Yeah.
I didn't mention it. Now, Dr. Jeff Williams had throat cancer too. And him and Dennis lost their voice box and spoke with a hole in the throat. I don't have that.
Yeah, right.
Sorry, I don't have that.
That's okay. Yeah.
I don't have a hole in my throat. I was blessed as far as that goes. I just have a speech impediment now.
Yeah.
But Dennis would talk like he did prior, and so did Doc. Sorry.
That's okay.
I just choked up sometimes when I'm trying.
I completely understand. That's okay, Bobby.
Go ahead.
Well, just do you know when was the last time that you either saw or spoke with Dennis?
That was at the convention. What year was that, Dennis? In Charlotte. 2022 or 2023.
Okay.
Was the last time I seen him. I mean, I'm Facebook friends with him, and like something they did, maybe like something I do, but as far as sitting down talking, and one thing about the wrestling, Dave, I'm going to say that if I had run into somebody like Jacques Rougeau that I was with in 1983 in Memphis, it's like we never missed a moment.
That's right.
And that's the way it is with every one of the boys. And I call them the boys because we were the boys.
Sure.
I don't know. Some of them might be today, but I'm sure all of them's not. But we were the boys. There was a certain camaraderie because we were in the trenches back then. A lot different than today. And I'm not throwing off on today. More power to them. I'm just saying that, there's a lot more camaraderie, I think, in our day than there is today. I might be wrong.
Oh, I agree with that, right? You guys traveled, you worked, night after night. So, you do develop this bond that even, if there's a years later, you're so close to these guys that it's like you never miss the beat.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, and obviously with Dennis, you guys worked a lot. Everybody thinks, they think Midnight Express, they think Rock and Roll Express, obviously, but they think the Fantastics.
Paul Ellering was with my son the other day, right?
Yeah.
He said there's no doubt in his mind that the Road Warriors was the greatest tag team in the ages.
Mm-hmm.
But he said right along behind them is the Rock and Roll Express, the Midnight Express, and the Fantastic.
And the Fantastic, yeah, sure.
And I tell people this today. If they're not talking about your matches now, how do you think they're going to talk about your matches 30 years from now?
Right, yeah.
I mean, people talk about their matches. It's like the Bushwhackers. When they were cheaper, they had the barbed wire matches. And when they traveled all over the world with the WWE, God bless you. They said the first thing the people would say is, tell me about the barbed wire matches with the Fantastics. I'm talking about in Germany. I'm talking about in all foreign countries. People knew about it. I have so many people from ECW tell me that those matches inspired what ECW became. So,
I'd agree with that, right? Yeah, I mean, obviously, I remember at that time, right, the Fantastics and the Bushwhackers, the Sheepherders. Yeah. At that time, that was, that was pretty extreme catch that phrase at that time.
Right. And we wrestled them 37 of them straight night after night. 37 nights straight. That's a rough schedule.
Sure.
Are you there? Okay. I thought I lost you. I'm driving right now. So I didn't know if I lost you.
That's okay. Well, it is something, right, when you think of the Fantastics, the first thing that pops to my mind is the Sheep Herders. But then the next thing would be the Midnight Express.
Yeah, most definitely.
Yeah, and talking about that, right, there is a GoFundMe out there that Dax Harwood of FTR set up with Teresa's blessing.
Right.
And there is a link. I'll put a link in the show notes. To help with the funeral expenses and to help Teresa going forward. That's a great thing, right? Because that's that family of wrestling to know that Dennis trying to take care of Teresa. Obviously now Dennis has passed away. So now it's the business. It's professional wrestling to step up and help Teresa.
It's the family. It's the family
Dennis
had throughout the years. And that camaraderie, and what's really bad about Dennis's passing, I found out from Jim Cornette that Dennis had fell and apparently broke his neck. His wife couldn't reach him. She was alert. He was traveling it. He was alert, but he was paralyzed from the chest down.
Yeah,
and then
he
passed away. What a way to go, because imagine what was going through Dennis' mind.
I know.
At the time is, man, I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen to my wife? Here we are. You know, I mean, what goes through a person's mind, I do not know. Huh?
Sure.
She was getting ready to retire 9 days later, and they had all kinds of things planned out. But sometimes life takes terrible turns, and it wasn't just that you faced throat cancer and lived and survived through that. But now, and it took so many bumps over the years, and now something, maybe simple, close to death, you know. And I'm saddened by it. And, you know, it wasn't like he was thrown home sick for like months where it was like, man, I don't like him suffering. He was alert, alive, and ready to live. And all of a sudden, his life was snatched out from him. So I can imagine Teresa is in shock and will be in shock for quite some time.
I agree, right? Yeah, it's not like it's one of those things where I know it's difficult to say, but right, it's not a situation where you expect it, right?
Yeah,
this was out of he had beat the cancer, and now all of a sudden this comes up, and it's a shock.
Yeah, it is, and the thing of it is that we never know the day or the hour when our last breath is taken. That's why I'm a firm believer in Jesus Christ. If that be through mine, I'm not only a believer, I'm a receiver. And it's not that I'm going out and start preaching or passing the baptism or nothing like that. I'm just saying that as a cold hard fact that I know who my Redeemer is. And I know that he's able to keep that which I committed just that day, meaning that I am justified through Christ. And I'm thankful to know that and hope that Dennis was the same. Or anybody else who goes down to church, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I encourage everybody to go out. If you are able to donate a little bit to help Teresa out, because again, this is it is a shock. It is out of the blue. You know, Dennis had fought through and defeated so much. And for this to happen, right? And again, it's like Teresa, it's like your life's pulled out from under you. How do you adjust to that? It's so difficult.
So you talk about shock and awe.
That's right.
Basically, shock and awe. And I mean, like, what happened? You know?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. And this is where wrestling needs to stand up and help take care for Dennis, take care of Teresa and help her out.
Right.
And again, right, it's like, it's one thing for all of us, Bobby, as fans, to miss Dennis. I love Dennis. I appreciate Dennis. I spoke with Dennis online a few times. But it's different for you, for a guy who knew Dennis for so many years, worked with Dennis, you know, considered Dennis a friend. So, you know, it's one of those things that, man, it's like you hate to hear.
Yeah.
But it has been so wonderful to see people showing their love and appreciation for Dennis. I wish, you know, you always wish they would do this while Dennis is around. But everybody's showing how much they appreciated Dennis, how much they loved Dennis.
Right.
And when you talk about Dennis Condrey, Bobby, what do you think his legacy is in pro wrestling? If you had to kind of describe Dennis in pro wrestling, what would you say?
He was a tremendous wrestler. If independent guys want to know how to work, and they'd rather learn how to make it look like Dennis did without killing each other, watch Dennis Condrey.
Absolutely.
Every move he made in the ring was for a purpose. No, he didn't do no moonsault. No, he didn't dive on a burning table. But let me tell you something. He would go out and tear the house down, and the people got more than the money for it when Dennis Condrey got done wrestling that night.
That's right. Dennis knew how to work the crowd, right? He knew how to give them what they needed. A kind of a lost art in anybody, right? And anybody who wants to see Dennis Condrey, you know, there's so much stuff out there, right? We talked about so many tag team partners. Go watch that the Fantastics versus the Midnight Express in World Class. That is absolutely a I don't know how to describe it. That is.
I got another one for you.
Sure.
We did a signing in the ring. A lot of people don't know this, but Jim Cornette, when we were in Louisiana, made a deal with Bill Watts. He would lose his hair, but with a toupee only, not shaved over the bug, right? Well, it was in New Orleans, and when I was in the ring there, and Jim Duggan was the one cutting the hair, the trimmers broke. The trimmers broke, the scissors broke, everything broke. And if you watch that video, so all of a sudden I knew how to shave my body because I did it with a razor because I'm real hairy. I ran back to the dressing room because I knew if something didn't get done with that hair, then the people would go, oh, man, we ain't never coming back, right?
I
went back and got my shaving cream and my razor. And me and Jimmy Cornette have been friends because I used to ride with him and his mom to the matches from Louisville to Evansville on Wednesdays. And we'd go out and eat and that, this and that. So their whole Sunday team and all of them were holding him. And I put that shaving cream on his head and I started wiping on him with that razor. And one side looked like animal, the road burger, the other side looked like hogs. And Jimmy started wearing a mask after that, right?
Yeah, right, yeah.
So then we did an angle where we signed the contract on TV. For those of people that can look at it on YouTube, the contract signing, Dennis threw powder in the face. And they hit us with chairs so hard. Yeah. It was I would tell anybody to watch it and know this ain't it, is it? Anybody to watch it. And that was real. Anytime Bobby Dennis swung his hair, it was real.
That's right.
It was for the fences. And I know it now. But I watch that. I just thought about that. Angel and stuff like that. But yeah, Jimmy was mad at me for years for shaving his head.
Yeah. And it's when you think about Dennis Condrey, right? You think of the Midnight Express. Uh-huh. And obviously, the first thing you pop in mind is the rock and roll. But the second thing has to be the Fantastics. And you know, Bobby, we can sit here and we can talk about Dennis all day about his wrestling. But again, for you and so many others, not only did you lose a peer, but you lost a friend. So I want to send my condolences, right? It's different Right for you, right? I mean, you know, we could say send all of our love to Dennis, but you lost a friend, someone you knew.
And
that's hard. And like you said, even after years, it doesn't matter, right? It's the same thing.
Right.
You pick it up, and you traveled. You know, you worked with Dennis so much and everything else. So.
Yeah.
And I know you've done a few, right? And a lot of people reaching out to Bobby Fulton to talk about Dennis Connery, and I appreciate you giving me some time to talk about it. I wanted to, you know, obviously pay some respect. I love Dennis Connery. Wanted to pay respects. So I appreciate you, Bobby, giving me some time to come on to talk about Dennis, and working with him and the memories of him.
I appreciate the opportunity.
Sure. And the one thing I guess I always hate about professional wrestling is there's so many of these guys, we don't appreciate them until they're gone. Mm-hmm. And there's so many guys that we should give this love to these guys while they're still alive, right? Dennis Connery, all this he did and how good he was, we should have told him more while he was alive. And Dave, I hope he knew that.
Dave.
Yeah.
He knew when he went to the convention and people talked about what he did 30 years ago, he got his flowers.
I hope so.
He knew. I know.
I hope so.
I know.
I hope so, Bobby.
I know, and these guys know, so don't fret over that.
I hope.
And yes, he knew definitely, as all of us know. And how
I hope
I know
so.
They know if they talk about it 30 years after the fact.
Absolutely,
it left an indelible impression on them to be
definitely.
With them that long. And you know what? You'd be surprised how many people bring their grandchildren up and say, now, when I was your age, this is who my hero was.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that to us means so much. Not that we want to be glorified or nothing, but anybody in the artist wants to be remembered for what? Their work. For what they've done. For their accomplishments.
You want to be appreciated.
Right, when I set out as a young boy and I worked in the business at age 16 as a wrestler, I never wanted to be famous. I never wanted to be on TV. The only thing I wanted to do was get in that ring and wrestle. God blessed me with that and so much more, you know.
Definitely. Well, again, I hope Dennis knew that. And I hope now we can show Teresa that, right? Give a little love to Teresa. But, yeah, and as we expand out in that, I hope you know that, Bobby, right? I've always been a huge fan of yours and a love of your work. And you, again, you've been on the show a few times. Like, I consider you a friend of the show. You know, I've been to some of your shows there in Chillicothe. And
I know. Hey. I'll never forget you wearing a fantastic shirt there in Chillicothe.
Yeah.
I remember that. You see, I didn't hit the head, but I remember a lot more than my people give me credit for, that's for sure.
Sure. Yeah, I love you, Bobby. I always have and always will.
And
you know, and obviously we're showing love to Dennis, but we talked about, right, showing appreciation while they're still there.
Right.
Part of this is, I want to show you, part of Dennis is you. And I want to show appreciation to you, Bobby, and I love you, Bobby.
I'm still promoting events.
They're in Chillicothe, right?
I have one Friday, April the 10th.
April the 10th, okay.
Toledo in the main event against Davey Boy Smith Jr. Tom. I've got some great wrestlers. It's at Huntington High School. People can get tickets at WCPBGW, the acronym for World Classic Professional Big Time Wrestling. Tickets.com. It's Friday, April the 10th. And another thing I want to tell you, I appreciate your postings of the Indianapolis stuff that you do.
Yeah.
From the 60s and 70s. and yeah. that the Philippians and everything. One thing about today is that the wrestling fan don't get the opportunity to appreciate the newspaper clippings in the paper.
Yep, right.
And that used to be a big thing. People would run to buy the newspaper to find out who was wrestling. You know.
Right.
But now
Well, thank you, Bobby. I appreciate that. And yeah, I definitely would recommend anybody go see your shows are amazing. And again, I've been to lots of your shows, and I was so great. One of your shows, I got to meet Bobby Eaton before he passed away. I was so happy about that. Yeah. Got to meet Tracy Smothers before he passed away. So happy about that.
That was a hard him and I had friends at the same time. And when they told me, I never cried one time when I had cancer. I never got upset about it. But when they told me and Tracy would talk about every other day or every day. And when they told me Tracy died, I wasn't crying. I was grieving. Yeah. I was grieving. Yeah. I was in pain because my friend had passed. And,
I know.
You know, it happens.
Yeah.
And one more thing, Dave. How I found out that Dennis died was I go to bed at 9 o'clock at night and wake up at 5 in the morning.
Sure.
And I woke up at 5 and Dylan said, "It's hard to believe that out of these four guys in the ring, Dad's the only one left." And I said, "No, Dennis is alive." And then I scrolled down, and there it was. Yeah. And he passed away, and I couldn't believe it.
Yeah, that is true, right? Of the original lineup, you and Tommy Rogers against Bobby Dennis. You're it, Bobby.
And if you go to Dallas, the world's highest.
Uh-huh.
And I'm talking across the board. There's only a couple of us left. Kevin Barnett. And Kevin Barnett died in the ring on us one night, and Tommy Rogers resuscitated him and brought him back. And that's true. And then Michael Hayes, and pretty much besides maybe the Simpson brothers and a few others, most of them are dead. They're wrestling in world class. I'm talking about it now.
That is.
You know, most of them are gone.
It's unreal. Yeah, I mean, I'm so happy, Bobby, of course, that you're still with us and still out there doing your thing, promoting the shows, getting to talk to us about things like Dennis Condrey. Again, I highly recommend. You fulfilled one of my lifelong dreams right at one of your shows. I got to meet Flying Fred Curry. That was an unbelievable dream of mine. It was amazing.
He was my mentor. And when I broke in at 16, at 17, when I met him, I became a traveling opponent, meaning that when he would get booked on outlaw shows, I was his opponent. And he taught me so much. I was a heel, a big burly heel, and he was the ultimate babyface, but he taught me so much about the wrestling business. And I even got to wrestle against him and his father, Wild Bill Curry, a few times. And much funnier, Dave.
Unreal.
Here I was 17 years old wrestling him, right? And just 4 years later, 3 or 4 years earlier, I was watching him on TV.
Yeah.
And here I was in the ring with these guys at 17. It was amazing.
Unreal. Yeah, I love Fred. I've talked to him so many times. My first getting to meeting him face to face was on a Bobby Fulton show.
Nice.
In Chillicothe. And I love that. Yeah. And I appreciate that, Bobby.
Yeah.
And I do appreciate, one of the shows I went to, you called me out. You recognized me in the crowd. There, front row, you called me. I love that, Bobby. Thank you so much.
I know who you are. I'm a fan of yours.
I appreciate that, Bobby. And I think that.
Hello?
And I am so happy that you're here to share these memories, to share your wisdom, your experience. And unfortunately, we're in this situation with Dennis Condrey passing, but I'm here. I'm glad that you're here to tell us your memories and share. Because again, we're fans, but you knew Dennis, right? You're a friend of Dennis. It's different for you.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad that you're here to talk to us. And again, you've been on the show several times, and like I said, I consider you a friend, and I love you, Bobby. And I'm glad you're here to talk about this. And I'm glad you gave me the time. I know you're a busy guy. You got a show coming up and everything else you got going on. But I'm glad you got to talk to me about Dennis. You got the show, you said April 10th, right?
April 10th, Friday night, April the 10th. Hey,
there
and the
go.
night, tonight I'm in Grantville, Pennsylvania at a casino. Us, Humpty Dump Man, the Barbarian, and the Warlord. We're getting a chance to meet all the fans. That's tonight in Grantville, Pennsylvania.
There you go.
And tomorrow, Saturday. I appreciate you, man. I'm going to run.
No problem.
God bless.
Yeah, thank you, Bobby. Love you, Bobby. Thank you for talking about Dennis. All right, and take care. And again, April 10th, everybody go check it out. Thank you, Bobby, for sharing your memories of Dennis Condrey.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, Ben.
Available on all streaming platforms, it's professional wrestling's greatest, largest, privately owned wrestling library. All the classic hits, flips, slams, and pins of yesteryear are on one place. It's Ultimate Classic Wrestling. Check out the Nature Boy Ric Flair, Hulk Hogan, Mr. USA Tony Atlas, Tito Santana, Rick Martel, a who's who of professional wrestling's greatest spotlight stars ever to grace the squared circle, all in one place. Grab the best seat in the house for memories and mayhem on Ultimate Classic Wrestling.
Hey guys, Ray Russell here. Lots of new stuff happening here at WrestleCopia. If you haven't checked out our website at WrestleCopia.com, it's a great way to keep up with the latest episodes of all of your favorite Copia programming, from the Wrestling Memory Grenade to Regional Wrestling with the Territory Talk, the Wrestling Stoop with the legendary Bob Roop, and of course all of those programs also available at your favorite podcast streaming platforms. And if you want to stay up to date with everything going on in the Copia world, all the latest news, random thoughts, fun videos, pictures, and more, make sure to join the more than 33,000 followers over at facebook.com/wrestlinggrenade. Don't be left out. And last, but definitely not least, it's what keeps the entire machine going. I'm talking about patreon.com/wrestlecopia. We appreciate your support in helping us pay the bills to keep the WrestleCopia Podcast Network running and enabling us to continue to bring you all the quality programming that we offer.
Okay, guys, thank you to Bobby Fulton for coming on. Remembering Dennis Condrey, again, one of my favorite pro wrestlers. Cannot express enough how much I appreciate Dennis Condrey and all he did, and how much love I have for Bobby Fulton for coming on and sharing his time to talk to me about it. Now, guys, as you know, last episode I had Dirk Benedict on. It was a huge success, right? You guys all seem to love that out-of-the-box thinking that I do sometimes. With getting guests, and you all seemed very appreciative of me getting Dirk Benedict to talk about the movie Body Slam, because it's not your atypical wrestling podcast, right? It's not your typical type guest that you hear on all the podcasts. It's not your typical topic. So I do appreciate that. There's been a lot of great positive feedback from listeners, from other people, from other journalists, and so forth inside the industry. I've got a lot of great feedback, a lot of great comments, a lot of great messages, and I do appreciate everybody listening. I do appreciate everybody reaching out. The episode had some great numbers. There was a lot of jumps in numbers for me, and I suspected that with a guy like Dirk Benedict, who only does a handful of talks a year, but has really never, to my knowledge and to anybody on his team's knowledge, has never really done something centered on just Body Slam, the movie Body Slam. So it was a very cool thing. I very much appreciated it. And again, I very much appreciate the outpouring of support for that episode. Guys, let me get to the typical stuff. Follow me on social media. I'm on all the platforms. Look up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty or at The Dave Dynasty. You can find me there. I post lots of cool stuff, lots of newspaper clippings, lots of historical stuff. It's pretty much primarily associated with the WWA Midwest Wrestling. That is my wheelhouse. That is my bread and butter. That is my absolute passionate love. So hopefully you guys enjoy those postings and follow me on the whatever social media platform that you prefer or all of them to see that. So make sure you also subscribe to me on YouTube, because I do have lots of classic wrestling content, lots of WWA episodes and some other things, plus all my other various podcasts, including Wrestling Nostalgia, including Listen to Their Screams, some of the past podcasts that I have done. Those are all there. You can find those all on YouTube very easily, very nice. It's all there, nice playlist and everything. So subscribe to me on YouTube. Just look up Nostalgic Dave Dynasty. You will find me. Also, be sure to subscribe
to the WrestleCopia network of podcasts. There's a lot of great shows within the network. You can find the individual shows on your favorite podcast platforms, or you can visit WrestleCopia.com. That's kind of the central hub. You can go from there, pick and choose. I would suggest just subscribing, listening to them all. They're all great. Lots of historical content, lots of great hosts. I cannot recommend them all enough, so go check them out. Speaking of recommendations from old Dave, go check out my friends at the Ultimate Classic Wrestling Library. Once again, lots of classic wrestling content that you're not going to find anywhere else. Visit ClassicWrestling.net to sign up for your account, and then download the Ultimate Classic Wrestling app on all of your smart devices. All right, guys. Once again, thank you for joining me. Thank you for helping in this celebration of Dennis Condrey. There's been a lot of great posts and love posted online. I love seeing that. Love seeing so many people doing that. I hope you enjoyed the conversation I had with Bobby Fulton remembering Dennis today. Hopefully, this will just be a passing thing. Hopefully, everybody will keep Dennis Condrey alive in their memory, alive in their posts and their appreciation, just on pass. I know he's front and center in our minds right now because of his recent passing, but hopefully we keep him in our thoughts. We keep him in our posts. Let's keep him alive in spirit. And again, visit the GoFundMe. Help out Teresa. Give her all your love and support going through this tough time. Keep an eye on social media. I will be announcing next episode's guest soon, along with lots of great content, clippings, and news. So again, I feel like I'm a good follow. So go check that out. But guys, thank you for listening. Until next episode, wherever you go and whatever you do, be good, be safe, and always keep on growing.
Fans, we brought you All-Star Championship Wrestling. This is Sam Manager thanking you for being with us and saying until next time, so long, everyone.